This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about these Florida Gators as we get ready for the Dogs and Gators cocktail party this weekend. David Waters is creator and host of Gators Breakdown and does a terrific job of covering that team. And David, thanks for joining us here on Dukes and Bell. We talked about this schedule. It's daunting, right? I mean, they've already played a ranked Miami team who some are saying are going to win the ACC. Texas A&M is undefeated in the SEC right now. They lost to A&M. They lost at number 8 then Kentucky on October 12th. And now here come the Dogs. But the thing that Mike and I have been talking about is it seems as though this Florida team is playing better. Tell us why and what's going on with this team.
Yeah, it certainly seems like they're playing better. You know, they had that first bye week, and the players and coaches kind of come together and try to figure out, especially on the defensive side of the ball, you know, what was going wrong. Now, with that schedule, you know, they've played the last few opponents were run-heavy teams. You know, your UCF, your Kentucky, your Tennessee, all teams known for really running the ball. But, hey, look, that's where Florida really, really struggled on defense. In stopping the run and have done really well in that department the last few weeks. So, you know, certainly shored up that. It really starts with the defense. The defense has played much better than we saw against Miami, than we saw against Texas A&M. But it's been one-dimensional offenses. So, you know, we've got the schedule coming up when you're going against, you know, Georgia, who's, you know, kind of surprisingly throwing the ball a lot more than they are running it. Texas is a pretty balanced offense. LSU will throw it all over the yard. So it's a different type of offenses that now Florida will face, even though they fixed this defense. So now it's like, all right, well, we know you fixed one part of the defense. What about the rest of it? And now Florida's going to get some really good tests against some really good quarterbacks, the SEC's best quarterbacks coming up. But, of course, you know, on the offensive side, Graham Mertz going down, DJ Lagway taking over, and it's really about the explosiveness of the offense. DJ Lagway pushing the ball down the field for all the good Graham Mertz did. And he was probably a much better quarterback than we thought coming in when he transferred from Wisconsin, but not really pushing the ball down the field. A lot of safe throws, a lot of drives that would take a lot of time. And, you know, that's not really a consistent part of an offense to try and go score 30, 40 points when you got to go 8-9 plays a drive. So DJ Lagway has come in, and Florida's got a lot of 4 or 5-play drives now. So that's been the biggest differences. Of course, that quarterback and then shoring up that defense.
And Lagway, you're just talking about it, Dave. I mean, 58, 27, 37, 85 yards. You're talking about the ultimate explosive play. I can hear Kirby saying, we're going to stop the explosive play, be elite on defense. So how is his development progression? Do you think that Georgia can throw some things at him that because he's so raw that he will struggle with on Saturday?
Oh, for sure. I mean, for all the excitement DJ Lagway has, you know, brought the Florida offense, this is a different test. You're going against the best defensive mind in football right now. And that's on the surface, a true freshman quarterback going against Kirby Smart after a bye week, you know, that doesn't spell a whole lot of success. But, you know, we'll see just how special DJ Lagway is. You know, I don't think this game will have any bearing on how good he can be in the future, but it is asking a lot, you know, especially after coming off of a bye week where Georgia can really dive in and, you know, maybe take away a lot of the things that he likes to do and make him live in that short to intermediate range more so than that deep ball down the field. So don't get me wrong. Lagway's going to, if there's just the slightest bit of a lane, a throwing lane to go to get the ball down the field. He's going to take it. He's not afraid to take it, but you just know Kirby Smart's going to have something that he hasn't seen, disguise some coverages, disguise some blitzes to really confuse DJ Lagway. So not a lot of experience so far, even though he's played on and off until he's gotten the start when Graham Mertz went down. This is a whole new test on Saturday.
All right, David Waters joining us. Listen, the Gators are 4-3. They've won three of the last four games. I thought they outplayed Tennessee. I mean, they lost the game, but I thought they outplayed them, you know, on the road 2 weeks ago. So, to your point, a lot of things are going in the right direction. What about Scott Strickland making the decision to stay the course? A lot of people wanted them to cut the check. It was $30 million to say bye, Billy Napier, but yet Strickland has said, nah, we're going to stay the course.
Yeah, you know, I think the last thing the Florida administration wants to do is really play that buyout. The money's there from all reports and people I've talked to, but they're going to give Billy Napier every chance to get himself out of that. And, you know, I think the rivalry games are going to hold a lot of weight. The Georgia game, of course, LSU coming into the swamp in a couple weeks, and then FSU to end the year, one of the worst FSU teams we've seen in quite some time. So that's one you've got to pencil in and say, all right, there's one rivalry win right there, and that's going to help your cause. Mm. But LSU is a rivalry game. Georgia's a rivalry game. I think those are going to weigh heavy on the final decision, but they're giving Billy Napier, a lot of people would have not really been surprised, even after the first game against Miami, if Florida maybe had made a move, and especially after the Texas A&M game if Florida had made a move. But they, as I've said, the administration really doesn't want to pay the buyout. Will they if they have to? Sure. But they're going to give Billy Napier every opportunity to work himself out of this. You know, you got two games coming up. I mentioned the LSU game, but you have Ole Miss as well. So you got some home games to bury yourself out of this. But looking at it, you look at Billy Napier's tenure so far. He's only got three wins in his tenure of Florida with teams that finish over 500.
Whoa.
And that's pretty much the rest of the schedule besides FSU. So
that's
you see
good.
What's in front of him. But look, he dug the hole earlier in the year by not beating Miami, by not beating Texas A&M. He's going to have to dig himself out against some pretty good teams.
You know, the way the impression was at Florida, and again, you're closer to it, was that Mullen just kind of lost his fastball in recruiting, really didn't like recruiting, and that's why he got. And then Napier, he needs that transformative quarterback. I know there was, Rashad is on the Georgia roster now. That thing blew up in Florida's face, lost a quarterback to Ole Miss. Is Lagway going to be that guy? Can he get those elite athletes down there, I guess, is the question.
That's the thing. You look at recruiting right now, or if you're a Florida fan, you probably don't want to look at it right now because it's not really all that good. And look, you can't blame. There's a lot of hot seat talk. And look, the record doesn't really speak glowingly about Billy Napier, the coach either. So it's probably going to take some massive turnaround to end this season to maybe get recruiting. Look, it's probably already too far gone to be an overall class where it needs to be. But at the same time, there's potential. You have seen the potential. I mean, Trevor Etienne's on Georgia's roster right now. A really good find for Billy Napier. And the running backs have never really been a problem there at Florida. You've seen DJ Lagway. You've seen the young receivers as well. You can point to, potential. The linebackers last year with Miles Graham and Aaron Childs, the two five-star linebackers. So you've seen the potential, but I think it's overall Florida's record that's been too damning for Billy Napier to really overcome and get recruiting and the roster where it needs to be. So it's hard to measure what these next five games are going to mean as far as recruiting goes and Billy Napier getting the roster. But, hey, look, everybody, sometimes the saying goes you're just a quarterback away. And Florida really feels like they have that quarterback in place. So that might weigh into the decision. If it's a close 50-50 decision or to keep Billy Napier or not – for Billy Napier, DJ Lagway might be that tiebreaker that gets him another year.
Yeah, Lagway's from Texas. He was the number one recruit in the country a year ago. You got to build on that if you're Florida. Mm. What's it going to take, in your opinion, for Florida to beat the Dogs? David Waters joining us, creator and host of Gator Breakdown.
Well, of course, it's going to take a lot. When it's all said and done, I do have Georgia winning this game. But, for it to happen, I think you got to play on defensive side of the ball. Mm. Keep Carson Beck uncomfortable. We've seen him play so up and down this year, and he's liable to give you a couple of chances with some interceptions. So Florida can, and the secret to that, to keep him back, like that is not let this Georgia run game get going. We know it's not living up to its potential, but are getting healthier along the offensive line with Tate Rattler's coming back. But, you know, if the Georgia run game doesn't get going and you make Carson Beck beat you, I think that's Florida's plan on defense, to see if Carson Beck will help you out like he has in a couple games this year. And then for that Florida offense, take advantage of those turnovers. I don't think Florida's going to drive up and down the field many times on this Georgia defense. But if Carson Beck's going to give you those interceptions, Florida's going to have to get some points off of turnovers. So I think when it's all said and done, when you look at this game like this, Florida's going to need some help from Georgia to pull off the upset.
Still good in the trenches? I mean, that's always kind of been the hallmark, no matter who the coach is, always has some dudes going to the NFL. Do they have guys going to the NFL in the trenches on this roster?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam Jackson, defensive tackle, he's playing, I think, pretty well lately. But not your traditional Florida on the trenches. Offensive side of the ball, maybe Austin Barber at left tackle and Jake Slaughter at center. They're pretty strong at those spots. So, Florida's offensive line has played better lately. So I think it's a really good matchup to see how far they have come along against a good Georgia defensive front.
Yeah, I'll say this. Mark Stoops, who, by the way, earlier in the year, Kentucky pushed Georgia around, said Florida pushed them around. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to your point, like, it may be coming together at the right time. Last thing for me, Florida-Georgia games moving to Atlanta, and then, of course, Raymond James Stadium, and then back to Jacksonville in 2028. What are Florida fans saying about this? I mean, obviously, there's nothing we can do. It's construction. But do they like the idea of this game being a home-and-home?
They do. I think when that news came out yesterday, and plus, you know, talking about it through the years anyway, I think some parts of both fan bases are just ready to experience a home and home, and maybe not even a permanent move home and home, but to experience at least one time. And this was a perfect opportunity to do so with the Jag Stadium being renovated. So, look, we all know Billy Napier even said it yesterday when I asked him about it. Look, it's money that makes the world go round, and that's why it's a neutral site game for those 2 years as well. But I think the fan bases were looking for this to say, okay, maybe this is our chance to go to Athens. Maybe this is our chance to go to Gainesville, and we're missing an opportunity for that.
All right, brother.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you stopping by. David, enjoy the game. We'll see what happens. And, I think it's a tough task for Florida just based on what we know about the Dogs and how well they played against Texas. And if they repeat that, then it's going to be a long afternoon. But we shall see. It is a rivalry game. Thank you again for stopping by, man.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.